signed Agatha Christie novel sells for £10,000. A book dealer has sold one of the most personal Agatha Christie editions ever to come to the market, signed by the authoress herself for £10,000. The first edition of Five Little Pigs, inscribed by Christie to her husband, the archaeologist Max Mallowan, was sold by a local book dealer, Tom Ayling, of Highbury Park. Mrs. Christie and her husband lived in Winterbrook House in what was then Cholsey from 1934 until her death in 1976, and has been celebrated as part of the town's legacy ever since. The statue of the world's best-selling crime author now stands in the Kynecroft, while a Michelin guide recognised restaurant on St Mary Street takes its name from the same novel, Five Little Pigs. "It's hard to imagine a book with a stronger claim to Wallingford," said Mr Ayling. Five Little Pigs was published in 1943 while Christie and Mallowan were living in Winterbrook. She inscribed this copy to Max in the month of publication, a gift from one half of the great literary and intellectual marriages to the other. The copy is inscribed on the front end paper, "Max from Agatha, January 1943, presented to the author's husband in the same year the novel was published. It also carries a second inscription, added later when the novelist gave it to Phyllis Rice, housekeeper at the couple's Devon home in 1969. She signed it to the housekeeper as Agatha Mallowan, the name by which she was known to her neighbours in Wallingford, and the book remained with Mrs. Rice's family until ever since. Agatha and Max met in 1929 in the Caldies and married in 1930. Throughout the 1930s, Christie accompanied him on his archaeological expeditions in the Middle East each spring and autumn, serving as the expedition photographer and developing a gift for restoring ancient pottery, all the while writing some of her best-known works of detective fiction. Five Little Pigs is dedicated to Egyptologist Stephen Glanville, Mallowan's close friend and colleague in the Air Ministry, where they both served during the Second World War. And there's a picture of Mr. Ayling holding the book.